Good evening, everybody. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is Maiden Voyage. I'm your host, Stephanie Suretsky. It is the first Maiden Voyage officially of the Quebec curfew. Welcome. Get all cozy, and I have a nice glass of sparkling water with me, and I am swathed in a blanket because it is extremely cold in my apartment. So hope y'all are feeling cozy too, and are finding it okay. I guess it's, no, it will be a weekend Saturday, but I've found that it hasn't been too hard. I mean, it's not like I do anything after 8 p.m. anyways, really, and since it's so dark out, it's just that idea when you're like really craving chocolate from the dip or something like that, you can't go and get it, even though it's only a minute from your house, so that's good. It's curtailed a lot of the snacking urges that I've had because, you know, during the day when I'm working, I don't end up going and getting stuff. But yeah, I mean, if you've had any interesting curfew experiences, let me know. You can text in at 514-848-7471. Also, if you have any song requests for today, I am actually going to start off the show with a song request from Alana. And Alana requested to hear Beach Bunny, which I'm actually very pleased that she requested this because I had never heard of them before. They've been around since 2015, though, apparently, but I'm really into this album, so I'm very happy to play it. This song is called Cloud Nine, and again, this is for Alana. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
The world. music lovers seeking an adventurous listen, shop at Phenopolis, a record store specialized in new and used vinyl and CDs. Whether you're into indie, jazz, blues, world, or experimental, Phenopolis has got you covered. Open 5 days a week and located on 207 Bernard West in the Mile End. Shoppers can also order online at phenopolis.ca. Delivery is available for all customers on Montreal Island.
That's such a soothing ad. I love it. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. The song that you just heard was Freckles by Yumi and Us, a band based in California. That EP came out in 2013. It's called Stay Inside. You can still find it on Badcap. It's also on Spotify. This was an EP that I really, really loved, especially that song. And I decided to play this song in the two before it, which was Mickey Mouse by Waves and When I'm With You by Best Coast, because that Bad Bunny song really reminded me of that period in music. And now I feel extremely old. I haven't listened to those songs in such a long time. And it feels like just yesterday that that was kind of the defining sound in Montreal and in North America in general. At you would go to CMJ in New York, and a lot of the bands kind of had this California stoner rock sound, like Colleen Green and some other bands that would come through the station. And yeah, it was a good time. I almost felt euphoric listening to those songs, which is really nice. Get kind of a surfer vibe here in cold Montreal. It is currently 8:16, and speaking of feeling old, there is a song that has taken, and it's interesting. I don't listen to generic radio. I don't really keep tabs on what is mainstream and is not mainstream. So in my head, this song I had thought like hasn't hit mainstream yet, but I think it finally has, because apparently it's just under Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift on the charts. Maybe you've heard of it already. If you don't have a TikTok, maybe you have not. It's called Driver's License. It's slowly become one of the funny songs this week, where it's just like so intense and really sad, and then everyone's obsessed with it, no matter like how old, how young. So Olivia Rodrigo is 17 years old. She is a Disney star off of High School Musical, the series, which, can we just say that show name is Chef's Kiss. Every time I read it, I'm like, that can't actually be what they called it, but they did. And, you know, I love it. Non-ironic fan of High School Musical when it first came out. You know, High School Musical, the series is, oh, pardon me, my phone sound is on. How horrible. That was Alana, you know, just a request and higher sound. Yeah, so I'm going to play this song for you, and then I'm going to play a Lorde song after, because there's one part in the bridge that really takes me out of the song, because it just feels like a huge Lorde ripoff, and I couldn't find the exact song that I was thinking of when it came to Lorde, but I'll play one right after where I feel like the sound incredibly familiar. But before that, one of the reasons why I was feeling really old is that if you go on to these TikToks that are along to this song, you know, all of these teenagers, we've all been stuck in the house. It's almost been a year. You know, there's like 1 month and a half left before it's officially been a year where we haven't been able to like hug strangers or like go outside. And these kids, man, like they are on bullying the people that they think that this song is about. And they're like 17 years old, 16 years old, and they're legit bullying this dude because in the song she says that he claimed it was forever. But you're like, oh man, I'm very glad to be 31 years old. But it's just like, oh man, like imagine having this much technology at your fingertips when you were that young and then being that convinced that like he's ruined her entire life, even though she has this like super famous song. And like, obviously the song isn't probably even about this, but yeah, these stan mobs, man, there could be like a whole, whole episode dedicated to just like stan mentality, which is fascinating. I find that stuff very interesting, but won't go into it now. Maybe I'll do themed shows later on in the year as I kind of stumble through this thing called quarantine radio. But, you know, enough talk. We'll finally listen to the song in question. This is Driver's License. Then we're going to take a quick break back to my voice, and then we'll compare it with the Lord song right after it on CJLO 1690 AM.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine. Forever now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving.
I identify more than I would like to with that song. It is an emotional punch in the gut, but like I was saying before, that bridge really just takes me out. I get really into it, and you know, it's my perfect genre of song for like a late night walk with my headphones on, maybe crying, maybe not. I mean, obviously not right now because you can't leave your house past 8, but we can do that here on air on CJLO 1690 AM. So in case you're just tuning in, that was Olivia Rodrigo with Driver's License, the song of the MoMA. And yeah, that bridge, I very much identify with Lorde. Like I find, like I, in my own head, I call it the Lorde key because, you know, I dropped out of music a little bit too soon to be able to identify particular keys off of my head, but it's a favorite one of hers. She uses it across both of her albums and a lot of the songs, this particular key with her own vocal harmonies on top of it. And so I have a really, really hard time of like staying in the song at that point because it just sounds too much like a ripoff for me. But otherwise, I really enjoy that song. Very much unironic about it. I don't know if it's hit top 40. Yeah, I honestly, whatever. I played it tonight. I won't play it again. Here we're going. But I'm going to compare it with this song of Lorde's called Supercut. It's not my preference. Actually, I was a huge Lorde fan when she first debuted in 2012. Pure Heroine was excellent album. It's still, I think, one of my faves. Yeah, I really like Lorde. I feel like Lorde struck that really nice balance in between indie and top 40. Like, she was always a little bit too weird. She, like, got on the Grammy circuit. But, you know, her dancing was odd and she loved the dark purple lipstick and the all black and the wild hair. And so she was like kind of a top 40 cusp, but like never fully got there. And then, you know, the whole BFFs with Taylor Swift and then having a falling out. And then now people are calling Olivia Rodrigo the child of Taylor Swift and Lorde. So all of the little dramas happening in our insular internet world that I feel like I know too much about, but hey, this is how we're living now. So this song, it's called Supercut. It's by Lorde. It's off of her second album, Melodrama. And you're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
In my head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off. All the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up. But when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. So I fall into continents and cars. All the stages and the stars, I turn all of it to just a supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, when you call, I forgive and I fight. Because of the moments I play in the dark. We were wild and fluorescent, come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. All the moments I play in the dark. I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart. Cause in my head I do everything right. to you. And so I told her I haven't got a clue. You were already gone before I got the truth. You were already gone before I got the truth.
Born to bond.
forgiveness, but I seem not to know it. But I knew that finally I'd find you.
Necessity, either for the pleasure of discovering new places or to visit friends and family. However, in a time of increased awareness about our environmental impact, Via Rail might provide the answer you need. Not only does Via Rail offer a solution to the problem of travel's carbon footprint, but does so at low cost and with great comfort. But don't just take it from me. Here are two members of the Concordia community who can speak to their own experiences traveling with Via.
I love taking Via Rail because I like the quiet pause and relaxation it incorporates into my travel. I always meet really cool people on the train and enjoy taking the time to have interesting conversations with my fellow travelers about where they come from and where they're going.
I've used Via Rail quite a few times and I really like it. It's accessible price-wise even for students and it's super, super convenient. I'll definitely keep using them.
Go to viarail.ca to learn more about pricing options for students and young people so you can start making a difference and saving money with your travel today.
Honestly, I do miss trains. I really wish that I could take Via Rail to Toronto. Never thought I'd say that. But I do. I wish I could go on the train. Love trains. Sorry, I had a brain moment there. The rest of the show is just going to be me saying I love trains. I just realized, though, I never updated you on the condition of my cat. If you were... that was him if you heard that giant thud. His large body mass hopping off of his cat hammock, which was the scene of the crime last week during Maiden Voyage when he splurted blood all over the window frame and... caused me to put just a playlist on for the rest of the show and not have you hear my lovely voice. But he's okay. He has an ear infection and he is going to have surgery in March or April to remove a lump, but all good. He's in fighting form and is very much enjoying these Maiden Voyage times, although he just left, but We'll pretend it's because he got excited about trains. But yeah, so he's good. All's well that ends well. There is no blood today on Maiden Voyage. Thankfully, this voyage is a calm one. Before that, you heard Feist with the song Born to Bond off of the album 7 Inches for Planned Parenthood, which was a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. Came out in 2017. Various artists. Before that, Maybe Babs with Simple Life. Maybe Babs is currently in Montreal. I'm an artist from New Brunswick, currently residing here in Montreal. And then we had Squirrel Flower with the song Headlights off of her debut album, I Was Born Swimming. We're getting to the end of the show. Probably have time to play a couple last songs. So we've got actually a lot of new music coming up. First, a song by The Weather Station, which I was kind of surprised to hear. It's definitely a lot more upbeat and dancey than their usual music. So we'll play that. And then new music by Karen, a Syrian artist who is very great. And then a couple other songs. We'll see what comes up in the next 15 minutes. So you're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. This is The Weather Station with their new song, Atlantic. Thank you.
You left me to be with her. The thing that means I'm getting desperate. Wish I could return the sender, but you don't love me no more. And I don't even know what for. Knew it was real when you blocked me. Now I sit at home judging my body. Wondering what I did to lose you. Why in the hell you ain't choose me? Why you don't love me no more? Yeah, and I don't even know what for. Nah, I just wanted something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you they be winning. Yeah. And I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a new part of me. Yeah, you gon' make me a gold digger. Maybe I should look like a stripper, wearing fashion over dresses, while these dudes be so pressed and impressed with it. You leave me with no choice. Oh, I can't do this good girl no more. You're wanting something different. Still don't know what I was missing. What you asked out. It ain't right how these people win. Yeah, they be winning. No hopeful girl like me. How come they be winning? And I ain't wanna be, but you gon' make a part of me.
Y'all be making a
set.
They say y'all don't know how we met. So we start acting like we don't care yet. Cause y'all be taking a step. What you get, Bobby. Look what you did, kid. Yeah, Bobby. See what you did to me.
That's Jasmine Sullivan featuring her, the song Girl Like Me, off of her latest album, Ho Tales, but Ho is spelled H-E-A-U-X for those not in the know, was announced Best New Music on Pitchfork yesterday. You heard it here first or second if you're up on your music news, but that brings us to the end of the hour already. Here we are. It was great spending this hour with you all. Thank you so much again. If you have any requests for next week, feel free to text the station 514-848-7471. Love to accommodate what you want to hear. And yeah, also let me know if you like the idea of themed episodes. I'm thinking of more ways I can kind of make this entertaining for myself while I can't really do interviews or show reviews or anything like that. So that could be fun. Let me know if that is interesting to you. If not, we can keep vibing like we've been doing. But again, have a great rest of your week. Have a lovely weekend. Listen to some great music and some headphones and cry for me. Very, you know, the maiden voyage way. You're listening to CJLO. Stay tuned for Beats from the East.